Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
One of the things that you'll find out about God is He can go beyond all that we could ask or think according to His riches in Christ Jesus to accomplish His work. When I see the word beyond, it makes me think of afterlife. Yeah, but there's a place beyond this earth. But it also makes me think of the fields are white to harvest. Jesus also would say, launch out a little bit deeper so you can catch the real fish that's out there. So sometimes we have to go beyond even our imagination, even our thoughts. And when we do that and we're following Jesus, it is an act of faith. This is Bert Harper along with Nathan. And Nathan, along the way, these years that you and I have been doing this program, we have met some interesting ministries, and not just interesting, but I'd say just ministries that have blessed our life. And was it last year the first time we got to interview, I think, someone from the ministry Beyond? And this year when we were back with the NRB, that was one of our top priorities. We need to talk to these guys again. And when we find people doing the will of God and following Him and doing what He's called them to do, it is encouraging for us. And by that, we want to encourage other people that we can share their story with them as well, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We want you, as you listen, to be in prayer for these ministries and the work that's being carried out in Jesus' name. And any other way that you feel led by the Lord, prompted by Him to engage in these ministries, we would encourage that, whether it's giving financially, whether it's looking into how you can go and be a part of that ministry or the work or something similar. Maybe you feel a call to encourage some workers in this way. But we definitely want you to connect with these ministries and put it as a priority to pray for them at the very least.
And we've heard many, many people hearing a broadcast from AFR on this program, Exploring Missions, and them feeling led. This is what God has opened the door for me to do, to contact them, pray for them many times, give financially to them, strengthen them. And so, listen, this is just for you. It's not only just to edify you and not only to encourage you. Nathan, I'm going to use the word challenge you.
Yeah.
Challenge you. And so let me share a scripture with you that's in the Old Testament about what God wants to do. He wants His glory to be seen. Nathan, when I was young and, quote, in college and in seminary, we heard about the glory of God, but somewhere along the line, and it was close to the time that you were at Blue Mountain College and then you followed up, I started hearing it more and more. It's all for His glory. Now, I knew that, but this is what this verse says. It's in Habakkuk, or some people call it Habakkuk, but it's chapter 2, verse 14. "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Now, I just want to tell you, the job of a believer is to make Jesus known, and then let them and let God bring His glory in for people to see His glory. I could not help but think of the book of Exodus when they were traveling through the wilderness. The glory of God would be seen and observed. And so this is our purpose. We want to bring all glory to God beyond all that we could ask or think.
Yeah, you might ask, what is God's glory? What is the glory of God? And that verse gives you a hint. It says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And that's what God's glory is knowing personally and seeing and having revealed to each person. So it's God's character revealed to you. That's what God's glory is who God is and His character, His ways, character. Everything about God that you can get a hold of and know personally. When that's given to you, when that's revealed to you, That's God's glory. It's knowing him and making him known is what God's glory really is. And so that's what God is all about. It's his glory being known and being spread and being shared. It's Jesus being made famous is another way of saying that.
Amen.
Luke 4, verses 18 and 19. This is Jesus reading the prophet Isaiah in the synagogue in Nazareth, and it's about him. He reads a prophecy, a scripture given about him. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." In other words, Jesus is God's glory made manifest, revealed to us in human form. And so here's Jesus saying, "Hey, I've arrived. I'm here. God is doing his work through me."
Let's make him known and hear what he has to say.
Today on Exploring Missions, we have the honor of some repeated guests, and we met them at the NRB, and now they're back at the NRB. So we want to enjoy this ministry that really is making a difference in our world. Our guest today is Laura and Krista. Laura and Krista, thank you guys for being with us.
Thank you, Bart. Thank you for having us.
Well, again, it is beyond, and I know if you Google beyond, you might find more than one beyond, but this, their website is beyond.org, and they've got a great website. You can follow along. You can find out what they're doing, where they're working, and it is just a great, great ministry. How you guys enjoying Dallas?
Well, I am a visitor to Dallas, and I'm enjoying it. And I love Dallas because I live here. So it's nice to be in my own backyard here at NRB.
As we call it, Big D. So you're right at home. Well, let's let folks know about Beyond and the ministry they have. Could one of you give a little bit of the history and purpose for Beyond?
Of course. So we are in the shared ministry to see Jesus glorified among the unreached. And the way that we're doing that is multiplying disciples among the unreached. And when we say unreached, we're talking about what your listeners might know, that's the 1040 window. So across North Africa, Middle East, India, subcontinent, into Southeast Asia.
You know, the people that listen to Exploring Missions regularly hear Nathan and myself talk about the 1040 window and the unreached people groups that are in that area, and it is significant. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later on, about the numbers that we're looking at. They're astonishing. So that's your vision of reaching these unreached people groups to make disciples of them. But when we get to the point of a mission statement or the mission of it, does it change a little bit, or is it the same? You're just following your mission, aren't you?
We're following our mission, which of course is based on all of our missions in Matthew, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey all I've commanded. So we're talking about obedience-based discipleship to reproduce in a way that can be replicated, because as you and your listeners probably know, that part of the world population increasing very quickly. We've got to do something different than has been done in recent years, but Jesus gave us the plan.
And here on American Family Radio, we do believe God has given American churches the opportunity, not only here, but around the world, to fulfill that great commission. The freedom that we have, and we're looking for, hopefully, the finances to deal with that and not keep them selfishly, but to share them with ministries like Beyond so that they can reach these unreached people groups, so that when we get to heaven and every tongue, every tribe, every nation begins to sing glory to the Lord, we'll have a part in bringing many of those languages and tongues to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to happen on Exploring Missions, and that's why Nathan and I try to promote this, because we're trying to fulfill that ultimate purpose of God's people reaching other people. When you say an unreached people group, we have an idea and we could use that and throw it around, but is there a specific definition for its percentages, or is it just 50% of them are unchurched, or do you guys have an analysis of that?
Well, I think one easy way to think about it is it's a lack of access to the gospel. So if we go out in our neighborhoods here in America, into our backyards, into coffee shops, into grocery stores, the people that we encounter, even if they're from other nations or places, they have access to the gospel because we're in front of them, because we carry Jesus with us. And so the places we're focusing within our organization, they're two places where people have no access to the gospel, where if they go out into their communities or to other cities or regions where they live, it's very, very unlikely that they will ever encounter a Jesus follower. And so these are the areas and the places that we are focused on, are the places that are unreached, where even if they wanted to ask questions about Jesus or learn more about Jesus, they couldn't. And really, they might not even be asking those questions because maybe they've never even heard about Jesus.
Here in America, especially some of our metropolitan cities, international cities, there are groups of unreached people groups within them. And so here on Exploring Missions, we encourage churches to look out into the fields that are white to harvest, even here at home. But with Beyond, we're looking into an area where you work, and you're talking about the 1040 window. Tell us a little bit about that 1040 window and who the unreached people groups. Many of them are in a specific country and a region, but they're everywhere, especially in that 1040 window, aren't they?
They are. They're in, as mentioned, across North Africa, the Middle East, into the Indian subcontinent, and in Southeast Asia. They're in rural areas. They're in cities. All kinds of, it looks different across those areas, but we're talking about Hindu, talking about Muslim, we're talking about Sikh, we're talking about Buddhist kind of backgrounds.
On this information, and this was astonishing, this tells you a little bit about Beyond and where they're going, what they're doing. Here it is, it says, we're working with 126 unreachable people groups. 126. Now, I am excited about that, but before you get so excited, there's a lot more that need to be reached, isn't there?
There is, and the good news is whenever we have these reproducing disciples who are obeying right away, within that, so we'll call it DNA, they're learning to go to other groups. So what we've seen at Beyond is that the people who are formerly unreached, so now following Jesus and being obedient, going to near culture, near language groups. So one of the things that we had to adapt is how do we get resources into languages that have either no scripture access or is kind of outdated. We want to get into the heart language for these people. So that's something that we had to do, is to adapt. But we did it because there was the opportunity with the formerly unreached to go to their near culture neighbors. So we're talking about a multiplying and a cascading movement. It multiplies. So within the unreached themselves, we are just teaching them based on what Jesus taught us to do. For example, Matthew 10, Luke 10, and the book of Acts, to go and make those disciples. So they are doing that themselves right away. So those numbers, Bert, hopefully are going to be a lot bigger with how many people groups.
It is. It's amazing. A third of the world is considered unreached for Christ. That's an amazing thing. When you were talking about this heart language, I could not help but remember Nathan, who is our co-host. He was telling about when he was working with some people there close to Atlanta, Georgia, refugees. And there was this man that really was having a hard time. He was interested, but they were having to communicate with him through a donor language. And then God, this is amazing. And it makes me think of the reach of Beyond. God moved in someone who spoke his heart language that was a follower of Jesus Christ. And they immediately were able to take that person to the person who was asking and seeking so they could have this conversation, and that individual came to Christ. So the heart language is very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And with the increase in persecution that we've seen, we also have learned that the new disciples can withstand the persecution better whenever they have the scripture in their heart language.
Really is making a difference. And there's ministries that are doing that.
that we've had here on Exploring Missions, and it's awesome to see the partnership. Is it all right to get specific to some of the locations, ladies?
I think so. How specific?
Okay. How about the Arab world? And I want you to do something that, and maybe you can do it and put it in language. It is hard to understand the difference. And I noticed on the website, you have the Persian world and the Arab world. You mean there's a difference?
Yes, there is a difference.
Okay, Mom, the reason I say it that way is because most of the time we do not know or see the difference. And Laura and Krista, it would help us not only know better how to pray, but so we could have that understanding. Understanding leads to, I think, better mission work. Go ahead.
Well, there absolutely is a difference. And it's quite interesting that you bring it up, because I think a lot of times people don't ask questions to learn the difference in people groups and the difference in languages. And so the way, as I listened to your question, the way that my brain kind of took this is, I think it's really valuable for Jesus followers to be good question askers and learners of people. And so those that we encounter, it's really helpful for us to learn that there are differences in language, in people groups, in belief systems. And so you brought up Arab and Persian. It's quite a big difference between these two cultures. And I think as Jesus followers, it's something that we can do when we encounter people, whether here in Dallas, Texas, or across the ocean in many other cultures, is to be people who follow the prompting of Jesus. He was the best question asker of all time. And
matter of fact, I just got to say this. He asked the best questions I've ever heard, and they're still good today, aren't they?
That's right. They are.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think this is just a really good way for us, and something we have done as an organization, is to really try and learn from the people that we are serving, not coming in as experts and knowing exactly what to do and how to do it, but really coming in with the humility that Jesus calls us to say, we don't know everything. Please show us and teach us, and to really learn from the people that we're serving, because they are our co-laborers. They're the ones that, as they start to follow Jesus, we will be partnering with and learning from them. And so it's a really humbling and beautiful position that we get to be in as we co-labor together with the nations.
On the website, and I just could not help but notice and compare this, in the Arab world, the population, 438 million, and then in the Persian world, 128 million. So the Arab world is three times a little bit more larger for its population. The people groups in the Arab world, 661, and I know I'm just reading these numbers, 468 of them are unreached groups. This is a significant population that we're talking about in the Pen 40 window, isn't it?
It is. It is. But the Lord is also doing a lot among those peoples. And so may it be that those obedient disciples are going to go out and reach those around them. We do have several efforts there. There's a lot of cooperation there. The Lord's using people in very interesting ways wherever they are. The disciples are going to other people to share.
Okay, that's the biblical model, one person sharing with another. In Iran, as I understand it, and it's still going on as best I can, a great evangelistic movement. I found out some are saying it would be a great awakening that's taking place in Iran. And that is, as far as I know, the Persian world is Iran. God is moving. So, ladies, is it up to us to join God in what he's already doing?
Yes, yes, please.
Well, and I think it's an absolute joy to partner with him. And I will just say for me personally, and this is Krista speaking, I think for the last 6 years, if I'm being really honest, prior to 6 years ago, I really wasn't being obedient to Jesus in this command. And as the Lord brought conviction into my own heart with it, I started to step out in obedience. And as I have,
the joy and the fruitfulness that I've seen in my life personally has been unbelievable and so beautiful, so fruitful. And really, it has been this joy that I have never experienced before. And I was raised in the church. And so the command of Jesus for us to go and make disciples of all nations, that's not just for somebody who gets on a plane and goes overseas to do missions. It's for every single follower of Jesus, no matter where we live on this little blue dot. And so it really is, I think, for people who haven't stepped into loving obedience to Jesus, there's no other word for it. It's a joy to partner with him.
Okay. Well, either one of you, we've isolated some of those places. I know there's Europe and Australia and the Polynesian world. There's these groups all over. And you say, well, you separate and segment them. Well, you have to kind of map them. It's called Mission Mountain because, as you ladies have already said, ask the questions, their language, where they are. And if you know a little bit about the region, it gives you a little bit of an edge in knowing a little bit better, not always and not all the time, something to know. But in Beyond, where do you see God working in your life and the life of Beyond? And each one of you respond to that and just say, okay, here's where we're seeing God, all the reports that's coming in to, quote, headquarters, whatever headquarters might be, what we're hearing God is doing in these regions. Would y'all share some of that?
So it's with mixed emotions to say, but because the Lord is bringing so many people into his kingdom, it also means that people who don't want people to come into his kingdom take notice as well. And we've seen persecution increase and we've seen martyrdom increase. But the Lord is using those situations. He is, despite what fear we could imagine, how horrific we can imagine those circumstances, and some of the deaths have been in ways that I would not have, you know, I don't want to imagine that way. But those believers are, they're standing strong and they're continuing and they're not backing down. And the kingdom is growing. Persecutors are coming into the kingdom of God. And we have so many stories of that happening. There's a book that's just come out written by two of our colleagues that has lots of stories about how the Lord is working among these groups under persecution. And we're seeing that it's not just it's disciple makers who are women who are illiterate. The Lord's using so many different kinds of people. And the Pauls to Sauls, Saul to Paul, there we go. And just like Laura was saying, it's been really beautiful to see the faithfulness of these Jesus followers who are coming into the kingdom and saying, I will lay down my life for the sake of the kingdom. And I will risk and I will be faithful to what God has called me to do. And they are doing it whether they get persecuted or not. That's not the determining factor for them. It's loving obedience to Jesus. And so, as Laura was saying, this book that just came out, the title of it is called Forests in the Seed.
How can people get that book?
You can go to our website. For one, you can go to beyond.org and look at, we have a link called Recommended Reads, and you can get a free download of this book from Amazon for a few Fridays in the future if you want to take a look at that. But you can also get the book at Amazon. But Forests in the Seed, beyond.org is your one stop as well.
When I hear this is so foreign to American Christians. When someone might mock us, someone might laugh at us, but in many of these countries, we're seeing, as you said, martyrdom. What does that do to you, Krista and Laura both? Does that compel you to be stronger witness for Christ?
Well, I think it gives a weight to the things that we say we believe from the people that we're hearing these stories from. To me, it bolsters my faith. I'm going, here are brothers and sisters around the world that are laying their lives down and saying, yes, I live in this world, but this is not the end. This is not where my story ends. To me, it just has given so much strength to my own faith, moved me forward in my own willingness to obey Jesus and say, Lord, you are worth it. You are always worth it. And so for me, yeah, I think the word bolster is just really what stands out to me.
Yeah, I would say conviction for obedience, because in some of these cases that you would read about and some of the stories that we have, the actual obedience was going directly into losing their lives. But they were doing it for the sake of the kingdom, for what the Lord called them to do, for whatever, you know, it was usually a person that they were trying to reach that had the power to arrange for their lives to be taken.
Before we go and leave you, I want to ask this question. How can we pray for each one of you? Laura, how can we pray for you specifically?
You can pray for me. I really want people to take from their head into their heart the obedience and doing it out of love, because that's something that I had to do myself. So I think that increase in love and love for the Father and love for those who need him to be obedient, like my brothers and sisters are doing in really hard places.
Krista, can we pray for you?
Well, I think Laura just stole my prayer, but yes.
Guess what? It does not surprise me. Go ahead.
Yes, I think for me personally, my desire is to obey Jesus more and to love him more. And a prayer that I've been praying very recently is that the Lord would continue to keep my heart soft and my spirit strong. Yes. And I pray that for myself and for others that I encounter who are following Jesus or curious about Jesus, that we would remain soft to the Holy Spirit, but have a resilience in the way that we follow him.
Here on Exploring Missions, we've been interviewing Laura and Krista there with Beyond. And if you want to find their website, it's beyond.org. And it is a wonderful website. You can see it, find out more about them, how you can partner with them. They are touching the world, the unreached. And I heard an emphasis on women today. That is so real. When you see what God is doing in the lives of women that are in especially Muslim countries and the persecution they're taking, it really awakens them to the gospel of Jesus Christ when they see so much better. So ladies, thank you for what you're doing and thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And again, we thank you for listening to Exploring Missions, and we're asking that God would bless you and lead you and help you to become all that God wants you to be as you follow Christ. Thank you.